good morning there. Welcome to 1180 WFYLs. It's a new day. Mike Levins here, joining you on the dial. You can go ahead and call in at 610-539-TALK, 610-539-TALK. So Hillary Clinton's email scandal is now officially blowing up in her face. I'm looking at a Fox News article here. The headline, HRC emails, federal officials voice growing alarm over Clinton's compliance with records laws. And documents show that. This is Clinton. I don't know if you could slither out of this one so easily. That's right. Officials in the National Archives and Records Administrations, acronym there is NARA, have apparently voiced concern over Hillary Clinton's record-keeping practices over her tenure as Secretary of State. And now this is coming out where we have proof that they were not only voicing concerns, but apparently voicing their opinion in the matter as well. Welcome to the program. It's a new day, 1180 WFYL. And again, that number to call in, 610-539-TALK. But before we get into that, we want to go ahead and get into our scripture of the day. And let me just say something before we do that. Our scriptures of the day, they're really meant to be an encouragement, because I know that we read all these headlines and we read everything happening in the news and in the world, in our country, but there is still hope. There's still hope in Jesus Christ. There's always hope in Jesus Christ. Some of you may think that the nation may be far gone. Some of you may think that we could still turn the nation around. No matter what you think, Scripture still applies to us, and we need to remember that. We need to remember that our God is still there. Here's a scripture of the day, Psalm 104, verse 1. Praise the Lord, my soul. Lord, my God, you are very great. You are clothed with splendor and majesty. The Lord wraps himself in light as with a garment. He stretches out the heavens like a tent and lays the beams of his upper chambers on their waters. He makes the clouds his chariot and rides on the wings of the wind. He makes winds his messengers, flames of fire his servants. He set the earth on its foundations. It can never be moved. You covered it with the watery depths as with a garment. The waters stood above the mountains, but at your rebuke, the waters fled. At the sound of your thunder, they took flight. Now, let's remember the power that our God has and that he rules over our nation. As Christians, we forget that. Now, we're going to get into the headlines. Believe me, we're going to get into Hillary. And there's more that we're going to talk about as well this morning. People don't realize that their sin catches up with them. And yeah, even Hillary. And yes, I would... because she went against law that she knew of. And when I read to you the different remarks made by these NARA officials, again, that's the National Archives and Records Administration. When I read to you these comments, you're going to know that she was violating practices. This wasn't a matter of clarification. This wasn't a matter of she didn't know that she had to only use her government-issued email, or that she was allowed to use a private email, or that even if she has a private email hosted on her own private server, that she could designate those as personal emails if it's for government business, or in any capacity of her government office. All of that gets blown out of the window with this right here, because of what these officials say. So before we get into that, remember, God is still on the throne. If you're listening and you're not a Christian, you go, well, I don't care about any of this stuff. Well, you should. Well, why in the world should I care about this? Here's why. Because it affects you whether you like it or not. It affects you in every part of your life. What you believe about God, in fact, what this nation believes about God, is why I believe we're at the point that we are today. 610-539-TALK. 610-539-TALK is the number. All right, so I'm going to look at this Fox News article. Over the five-year span, senior officials at the National Archives and Records Administration were voicing their growing alarm at her record, her being Hillary Clinton, record-keeping practices as Secretary of State, according to internal documents that were shared with Fox News. This is a Fox News article. During Clinton's final days in office, Paul Webster, the director of Modern Records Programs at NARA, that's the National Archives and Records Administration, essentially the agency's chief records custodian, privately emailed five NARA colleagues to confide his fear that Clinton would take her official records with her when she left office, in violation of federal statutes. This is on email from officials at a government-run agency that is supposed to keep track of all correspondence, seeing that federal statutes are violated by none other than Mrs. Clinton. That's a good way to start your morning, isn't it? Good morning if you just joined us, by the way. Welcome to It's a New Day. Pleasure to have you with the program. Mike Levins here. We're going to continue reading about, oh yeah, that's right, Ms. Clinton and this whole email scandal is not going away anytime soon. Maybe you thought it was. Maybe you thought it was just political spin. It is much more than that, unfortunately. But it is, nonetheless. Referring to a colleague, going back to the article now, Paul Webster, referring to a colleague whose full name is unknown, Webster wrote December 11th, 2012, quote, Tom heard, or thought he heard, in parentheses, from the Clinton library director that there are or may be plans afoot for taking her records from state to Little Rock, meaning state secretary of state, her office, to Little Rock, where they came from. Well, maybe I'm not right on that, but anyway. Removing the records. That was a reference to the possibility that Clinton might seek to house her records at the Clinton Presidential Center. Oh, well, there you go. Because I know they're in Chappaqua, which was largely funded, and here's another one, by the Clinton Foundation. And they're not going away anytime soon either. Quote, we need to discuss what we know and how we should delicately go about learning more about ... the transition plans for Secretary Clinton's departure from state. Webster added that in the email. He did not specify why the situation required, quote, delicate handling, but added that colleagues had, quote, continued to invoke the specter of the Henry Kissinger experience via the Hillary Clinton. It gets better, folks. That was a reference to, that was a reference to how the Secretary of State during the Nixon and Ford administrations, preparing to leave office in January 1977, stashed large segments of his classified papers on the upstate New York estate of his friend, Vice President Nelson A. Rockefeller. It wasn't until 2001 that Kissinger relented to demands from scholars and the U.S. government and made the documents available for research. Why do I have a sneaking suspicion that the same thing's going to happen with Hillary? And yet people want to vote for the woman who lied and has lied and is violating federal law. And we want to vote for her. Truly, we are seeing scripture come alive, where everyone is becoming a law unto themselves. We are seeing that come alive right before our very eyes. And why do I talk about scripture so much? Well, because that's the only thing that matters. And for you who's listening, you need to know that scripture is true, sometimes whether we like it or not. People are truly becoming a law unto themselves, as it was in the Old Testament. And that's something that we don't necessarily want to go back to. Because when everyone is a law unto themselves, there is no law. You know that. I know that. We both have two halves of brains, right? It's good to have you with me. A fellow two-half-brainer, we'll call it. Well, under the Federal Records Act, NARA is entrusted with official oversight of executive branch agencies and their employees. It's aimed at ensuring that the records they generate in the discharge of their official duties are being properly preserved and stored. That's what NARA is entrusted with. The Wester email and 72 other internal documents, and the Wester email, again, is the one voicing concerns about whether Hillary is going to take her records with her when she leaves, and that they have to figure out how to handle it delicately. Nice choice of words. The Wester email and 72 other internal documents released by NARA and the State Department earlier this month show NARA officers repeatedly expressed concerns that Clinton and her office were not observing the federal laws and regulations that govern record keeping. But that NARA never did much about it. Yeah, we're going to keep reading. 73 documents to go, ladies and gentlemen.
Jeff Bush here from Informed Family Financial Services, located right here in Norristown. Are you nearing the decision about Social Security? Are you aware of the unique claiming strategies available to you when it comes to your Social Security benefits? Don't make a snap decision. Give me a call today at 610-630-4495 to schedule your no-obligation consultation. That's 610-630-4495. Representative of USA Financial Securities, member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Seniors and anyone connected with seniors, attend Chester County's Premier 50 Plus Expo on Tuesday, June 9th. WFYL will be there at the Church Farm School, 1001 Lincoln Highway in Exton from 9 to 2 p.m. Stop by our table and say hello. Free health screening, useful seminars, entertainment, all available for free. For more information, go to agreatwaytospendmyday.com.
History was made on today's date. Stay tuned for an American Minute with Bill Federer.
The Dutch hoped there existed a water route across America to the Pacific, and they sent Henry Hudson to find it. Although he was unsuccessful, he did lay claim to the land along the Hudson River, so named for him. There, the Dutch West India Company founded the colony of New Netherlands, receiving their charter this day, June 3, 1621. The Dutch leader, called the Staten General, after which Staten Island was named, gave the regulation, "Colonists shall, by their Christian life and conduct, lead Indians to the knowledge of God and His Word, without, however, persecuting anyone because of his faith."
This has been an American Minute with Bill Federer. For a free transcript, call American Minute at 1-888-USA-WORD.
Dumbfounded at the amount of information that is coming out about Ms. Clinton. I would think that her approval ratings, that her chance of winning the nomination would just absolutely tank. But apparently Americans are all right with someone who lies and breaks the law. Maybe that's why we have all the problems we have in our country. What do you think? I think it's a possibility. 610-539-TALK. 610-539-8255, the number to call. Mike Levins here. Hey, welcome to the program, by the way. It's a new day at 1180 WFYL, working for your liberty. It's a pleasure to have you here. We're talking about Ms. Clinton, who's making headlines again. Apparently now we're learning that NARA, and let me go ahead and spell that acronym out for you. National Archives and Records Administration. They are tasked with official oversight of executive branch agencies and their employees, and they're aimed at ensuring that the records they generate in the discharge of their official duties are being properly preserved and stored. They're keeping track of all the records. So they are the ones, senior officials in the NARA, are the ones voicing concerns now, and this has come out via email, ironically enough, that Mrs. Clinton had plans to move her records to violate federal statutes. Oh, yes. See, the problem is, with a lie, it comes back to bite you. Because you ever notice that sometimes you could tell when you're being lied to? Sometimes you could tell, sometimes you can't. But when the facts don't necessarily line up, when nothing really seems to make sense, like Mrs. Clinton telling us that she deleted 30,000 emails that were personal in nature, that doesn't quite make sense to me, especially if she's housing all of her government emails on a private server and she's mixing personal and government business, and then she just happens to delete 30,000 of those, which she tells us, oh, trust me, there's nothing to have to do with my tenure at Secretary of State in those emails. Nothing to have to do with Benghazi. Nothing to have to do with all these investigations that I'm undergoing, which could be criminal. Has nothing to do with that. I'm Hillary Clinton. So trust me. And people will vote for this woman. That's the scariest thing to me. She's violating federal law. And now, we have the people who are in charge, who are tasked with keeping those records. It's just coming out that they were concerned 3 years ago. Yeah. That's what's happening. 610-539. Talk. Do you think any other government official would be held to the same standard Hillary's being held right now? Do you think that they would get the same treatment as Miss Hillary if something like this came out? We all know what would happen if this was a Republican. Now, I hate getting into the Republican-Democrat divide. I just hate it. You've heard me say it before. If you're just listening, welcome to the program. I'm not Republican or Democrat. Now, I will clarify. I'm registered Republican. But as far as my political views, though, Republicans have done just as many things that I am not happy with. So as far as politically, from here and how I stand, I'm not Republican or Democrat. I'm Christian. Yes, that is my political view. How can I have political view being Christian, quote unquote? What does that mean as a political view? Biblically based politics. A lot of Christians are afraid to get into the political sphere, and I think it's gotten us into a lot of trouble. You know, we're told on Sunday mornings, for those of you who don't know, who maybe don't go to church, thanks for listening, by the way, they're told that we need Jesus to infiltrate every part of our lives. Well, why does that stop at politics? 610-539-TALK. So we've got 73 documents that are from NARA, and that's the National Archives and Records Administration. We have 73 documents from NARA and State Department that were turned over to Cause of Action, and that's a nonpartisan government accountability watchdog. They filed a Freedom of Information Act and a request in March, and that's after the New York Times revealed that Clinton had exclusively, because remember, the New York Times broke this. Some people have said that President Obama, because of things like this coming out, that President Obama has a vendetta against Hillary, that they don't like each other. It's known that they don't like each other. Whether it's a vendetta or not, I'm not entirely sure. I'm not necessarily going to say one thing or another, one way or the other on that. I like to kind of wait and see as far as facts. Something doesn't smell right, I will say that. But I don't know if we could go as far to say that President Obama's trying to subvert Hillary Clinton here. But remember, the New York Times revealed this whole controversy that Clinton exclusively used this private email server and domain name during her tenure as Secretary of State. That was broke by the New York Times. So not everyone is necessarily kowtowing to the fact that Hillary Clinton can get away with whatever she wants. Because this isn't the only thing. I've never seen a politician who should never have gotten in politics. Well, I'd never gotten in politics. I don't know about that. But one who should get out of politics and get out of it quick. Because not only does she have this email scandal that is flaring up again, but she also has the Clinton Foundation. Which Stephanopoulos, of course, he gave his opinion, and then it was worth nothing because of his donations to the Clinton Foundation, of which he told us about later, basically making him lose credibility as a journalist. Way to go. But there is so much flack surrounding her right now that if she makes it out of this, and if she, because she is the Democratic frontrunner, make no mistake, even though she lied, even though she's violated laws, she's still the Democratic frontrunner. If she gets nominated, and we're going to see the same thing as with President Obama. Even though President Obama was a kook when he was running, even though we knew nothing about him, and even though many Democrats who voted for him at the time when he first took office are appalled by some of the things he's doing, or at least displeased, because he basically, if not lied, it was just out of sheer ignorance because everyone wanted to vote the first African-American into office just because he was African-American. We don't care about where he stands on issues. We don't care that the economy has been tanking ever since he took office. 7 consecutive first quarters have been down underneath his leadership. That's the first time ever in American history for the economy. Did you know that? So I have a strange feeling that everyone's going to want to jump on the bandwagon again to vote the first woman into the office of president for nothing other than she's a woman. We're going to end up with the same mess that we have with President Obama. I was just actually looking at a CNN article real quick as I was perusing, and I actually saw a headline that Obama's ratings are down yet again. You know my relationship with CNN. I have a love-hate relationship with them. I'll take some articles that I like, and then I'll take some articles that I go, oh, this is absolute hogwash of journalism. I digress. We're going to head to a break, but there is so much to talk about. We're going to talk about how the alarm bells sounded pretty early in Clinton's tenure.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. One man's arrested, another shot dead under investigation for terrorism in the Boston area.
A police officer and an FBI agent shot and killed a man with a knife, a man who had been under 24-hour government surveillance. Listen to how it all started. Well, that man has now been identified as 26-year-old Usama Rahim. The feds had been monitoring him for at least 18 months. He's accused of expressing interest in attacking police officers.
Fox's Kirsten Fisher, the man arrested later, is named David Wright. He's due in court today with no charges announced yet. the search for 420 people missing in the sinking of a Chinese cruise ship.
One team is trying to cut open the upturned hull. The second is a team of divers who are underneath, and the third that are searching the riverbanks for any bodies that tragically may continue to be washed up.
Sky News correspondent Mark Stone. Fox News, we report. You decide.
My name is Nancy Becker, and I am your recorder of deeds here in Montgomery County. It's very important for the veterans to be aware that they should record their DD-214 or military discharge in the recorder of deeds office. This is important because when a veteran passes, the funeral director will usually contact the recorder of deeds office so that they can arrange for a military funeral. And this relieves the burden of family members of trying to find this very important document. But the most important reason is that we are now issuing a veteran's photo ID card that entitles the veterans to discounts and incentives from nearly 400 businesses here in Montgomery County. All the veteran has to do is come into the Recorder of Deeds office at 1 Montgomery Plaza in Norristown. Parking is always free for our veterans. You just come into the parking garage and tell them you're a veteran and you can park free of charge. Bring along your DD-214 and a photo ID. We'll issue you the veteran's photo ID, give you a list of the businesses that are participating. It takes about 10-15 minutes at the most, and this way you will be receiving these discounts. The incentive for the business to do this is we advertise your business free of charge. My website gets about 1,000 hits a week, so the potential for over 1,000 people of seeing your business is there. Also, every veteran gets a list of all the businesses participating. They get it when they come into the office, and we email them to them every 3 to 4 weeks so that the veteran is aware of the new businesses we have. Veterans of Montgomery County, please come into our office. It would be my honor to shake your hand and thank you for your service to our country.
Veterans, WFYL is pleased to participate in Greater Harleysville and North Penn Senior Services Veterans Expo. Stop by our table on Wednesday, June 10th from 9 to 1 p.m. Vets, make sure you are aware of the benefits you have earned. Find out about available resources, vision screenings offered, light refreshments available. Located at Encore Experiences Harleysville Senior Center. Call 215-256-6900 for more information.
Freedom is not a gift bestowed upon us by other men, but a right that belongs to us by the laws of God and nature. A quote from Benjamin Franklin.
You know, there is a new app out there. I don't know if you've heard about it. I just heard about it not too long ago myself. It's called GoTandem. That's T-A-N-D-E-M. GoTandem. It's actually a really neat app. GoTandem.com, where you can find more information about it. I'm learning about it myself. But it is actually a Bible app. And the thing that differentiates it from other applications is that they have this unique algorithm that actually looks at where you're going in the Bible and learns how you read scripture, where you read, and actually can give you biblical content throughout your day according to that information. So it learns from you. So I don't know if maybe you're looking at a particular topic. If you're studying something, maybe you're doing a week-long study or on Jesus. Isn't that what we all study anyway? But maybe you're studying for theological purposes, Jesus, because you could really delve in theologically. You could really delve in to as broad of a topic as Jesus himself. You could really jump into that in a deeper way as him being the Son of God, part of the Trinity, him being the author and finisher of our faith. There's many different ways that you can you could kind of divide that him up. That sounds horrible when I say it that way, but you could divide it up into subcategories, at least for study theologically. But if you were doing a study on a particular topic such as that, it would be able to send you content, biblical content, surrounding that. Because I know sometimes search engines, I know that I've used them before, not necessarily just a straightforward search engine, but it could be an application or a program that allows me to search a library of biblical content that I may have personally, which I do have, on a particular topic. And sometimes those are bulky, or whether you're just trying to do it through the web, because there's so much information on the web. You could find commentaries, you could find all sorts of different books and quotes, and you name it, it's there. But it's kind of a clunky process using a web search engine. So this app looks to go ahead and address that, but what they really want to do is help people grow spiritually, is what it looks like, because I'm actually holding a little brochure in my hand right now. It's called Go Tandem. So check it out. We're going to learn more about it. So you should learn more about it, too. You could actually receive Bible, and this is neat. You could receive Bible content by voice, text, and email, which apparently increases, and I guess they must have done some studies on this, but increases most people's desire to engage in Scripture. All right, well, you know, it's interesting when you read the Bible, when you look at Scripture, it kind of grows your desire to want to read it more. It feeds itself. You look at it more, and that makes you want to look at it more. If you don't look at it as much, it's going to kind of die and wane. I mean, as Christians, we know that. If you're listening, by the way, and this is your first time, welcome to the program. Mike Levins here. It's a new day at 1180 WFYL, working for your liberty. You could call in at 610-539-TALK. 610-539-8255. Now, and then here's one other statistic, and then I'll move on, because we have plenty to talk about this morning. 83% of those entering Go Tandem with no weekly Bible engagement are now engaged four or more times per week. Oh, that's interesting. Well, you should check it out. We're definitely going to check it out. But you should check out Go Tandem. That's TANDEM.com. Go Tandem to find out more about that application. Looks like a neat app. Looks like it could really change at least how we look at studying Scripture. So it may make things easier for us to find. But we'll see. We'll see in time. So we are on the cusp, let me tell you, of something tremendous. We are on the cusp of Hillary Clinton being ratted out by other government officials. That's right. Because how do you think these documents that we're talking about came out? 73 internal documents released from NARA. And that, if you haven't been listening, that's the National Archives and Records Administration. And they are in charge of keeping track of all executive branch agencies' communications and their employees' communications. It ensures that the records that they generate and in the discharge of what they're doing, that they're kept and that they store them in the legal way. Emphasis on legal there. 73 documents, internal documents from the State Department and NARA released, showing that officials in NARA were quite concerned about Hillary Clinton's record-keeping practices in particular. Oh, yes, that is correct. Now, I'll keep on looking at the article, because this was broke by the New York Times to begin with. Remember that. That's important. Not everyone is necessarily going to call to the Clinton royal name. Now, this is Cause of Action's executive director, Daniel Epstein, the man who's saying this quote right here. Given NARA's stated concerns, and this was in written testimony submitted to the Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee. Continuing in the quote now, it either was aware of the failure to preserve Mrs. Clinton's emails, referring to NARA, or was extremely negligent in its efforts to monitor the preservation of senior officials' emails. So in a November 2009 email, written when Clinton had not yet completed her first year on the job, NARA archivist David Langbart. Now remember, NARA is in charge of keeping proper records for our government officials in the executive branch, their employees. NARA archivist David Langbart wrote to his colleague, Michael Kurtz, about a, quote, huge issue on which there has been little progress, unquote. Namely, the proper preservation of, quote, high-level memos generated by employees at S-ES, which is the shorthand, the abbreviation for the Office of the Secretary of State within the State Department's Executive Secretariat. That's why it has S-ES. Secretary of State within the State Department's Executive Secretariat. Quote, members of a task force are still working with the Executive Secretariat on the high-level memos issue. This is the same archivist, David Langbart, wrote this on November 2nd. In 2009, people, 2009, quote, earlier it sounded like S-ES was going to rely on SMART, in all caps, an updated record-keeping program for the State Department. That's what SMART is. Reading the quote now, but it now appears that they will be establishing their own record-keeping system. Hello! Oh, yes, they knew. In 2009, they knew. And nothing happened about it? Something smells fishy to me. I don't know how fishy it is to you, but it's smelling like the Atlantic Ocean over where I'm sitting. This is reeking of cover-up. Everyone knows it. The New York Times broke it. Funny thing about sin, funny thing about lies, it never stops until it comes back to the one place it started from, and that's you. Same goes for Mrs. Clinton, because one thing is for most certain, God is no respecter of persons. Previously unpublished notes taken at a conference of NARA and State Department officials in July 2014 after Clinton had left the government, reflect continued concern that record-keeping practices at Clinton's agency had never met federal standards. I added the emphasis there in case you were wondering. The handwritten notes turned over to the cause, or to cause of action. This is the organization that initiated the Freedom of Information Act request, getting this information, refer to employees at state, quote, using Gmail with no R-K record keeping system, and lamenting the, quote, total disaster that had apparently occurred when the Department of Interior had adopted a Google app for government use. These are according to handwritten notes that were turned over to cause of action. The notes show the officials discussed, quote, targeting senior leaders at the State Department in part by having assistant secretaries of state at each of the department's bureaus establish, quote, bureau records coordinators. With the most recent private expressions of concern by NARA officials came after Michael Schmidt, the New York Times reporter who broke the Clinton private email story on March 2nd, began making inquiries at NARA a few days before his story ran. Mrs. Clinton's running for sure.
Hi, this is Carla Dedessi. author of the Julia Learns book series and host of Your Family Matters here at 1180 WFYL. Let's make 2015 the year that we read quality books to our children, the future leaders of this country. Please start with my book series, Julia Learns How to Vote Wisely and Julia Learns How to Marry Wisely. Julia Learns How to Vote Wisely is instructing our children to vote with conservative values and the importance of planting those seeds deeply into our children's hearts at an early age. Julia Learns How to Marry Wisely is planting seeds deeply for truth and nobility and righteousness that we see in traditional marriage. They are the only books that are sharing this message with our children, the future leaders of the United States of America. And please keep a lookout for a third book that will be launched this April 2015, Julia Learns How to Protect Life Wisely. Remember, today's readers are tomorrow's future leaders.
The Julia Learns series can be purchased as ebooks, printed books, and on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and other Christian retailers.
First Thursday of each month from 6 to 8 p.m. is Thrifty Thursdays at Homeworks Premium Thrift, and it's the place to be. Please come join us. Browse our 12,000 square foot store for gently used items of all kinds: apparel, household items, books, furniture, and appliances. We offer free pickup for large loads, appliances, and furniture. Have a question about life or need prayer? Ask us. We'll be glad to talk or pray with you. We are located in Douglasville on Route 422, and we are open until 8 p.m. every first Thursday. Visit us at homeworkspremiumthrift.org and on Facebook. Looking forward to seeing you.
History was made on today's date. Stay tuned for an American Minute with Bill Federer.
The Dutch hoped there existed a water route across America to the Pacific, and they sent Henry Hudson to find it. Although he was unsuccessful, he did lay claim to the land along the Hudson River, so named for him. There, the Dutch West India Company founded the colony of New Netherlands, receiving their charter this day, June 3, 1621. The Dutch leader, called the Staten General, after which Staten Island was named, gave the regulation, "Colonists shall, by their Christian life and conduct, lead Indians to the knowledge of God and His Word, without, however, persecuting anyone because of his faith."
This has been an American Minute with Bill Federer. For a free transcript, call American Minute at 1-888-USA-WORD.
Spending resources for no benefit in terms of public safety and a real cost in terms of freedom.
You don't want to find out the system doesn't work in a far more tragic way. That's why we need to do what we can today to ensure this legislation is as strong as it can be under the circumstances.
Rather than taking his chips and going home, Senator McConnell's choosing to double down with our nation's security at risk.
We have a proven history that these programs are not effective in the United States. You realize very quickly that if we collect everything, we understand them.
Republican on Republican fights have turned what should have been a clean debate over our national security and civil liberties to an embarrassment.
The best way to make sure America's protected is for the Senate to pass the USA Freedom Bill.
On this vote, the yeas are 83, the nays are 14. Three-fifths of the senators duly chosen and sworn voted in the affirmative. The motion is agreed to.
And that's the USA Freedom Act. They always come up with such these wonderful names for these things. You could call in at 610-539-TALK. Welcome to the program, 1180 WFYL, working for your liberty. Mike Levins here. That was just a little montage of all the events leading up to the passing of the USA Freedom Act yesterday, I believe it was. Now, here's what, so you know what the USA Freedom Act is going to do. It's going to resume the NSA data collection. This is according to a Fox News article. It's going to resume the NSA data collection program, but only for a transition period of 6 months. After that, the legislation would no longer allow the NSA to sweep up Americans' records in bulk. Instead, it would leave the records with phone companies and give the government the ability to seek access with a warrant. Right now, they don't need a warrant to access your phone records. Now, we talked about what these records are, at least what they've been reported to us as being. What they are basically metadata, which we've talked about before. If you make a call out to someone, that call from your phone going to someone else's phone, that's recorded. Not the content, the location is another thing that's recorded as well. What the Freedom Act is going to do as well is continue other post-9/11 surveillance provisions that also lapsed Sunday night. These include the FBI's authority to gather business records in terrorism and espionage investigations, and a more easily eavesdrop on suspects who are discarding cell phones to avoid surveillance. So that's if they suspect that you are involved in terrorist matters. Now, I'll keep reading this before I go ahead and tell you some of my thoughts on this. You could tell me some of your thoughts. 610-539 Talk. Go ahead, call in. This is your program, and welcome to the program if you just tuned in. And thank you so much for joining us. Here's the information on the USA Freedom Act. It will create a panel to provide the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court with guidance on privacy and civil liberties matters. Okay, whoop-dee-doo, that's what I think of that. And it will increase transparency for the surveillance court's decisions. Another whoop-dee-doo for that. Now, before the vote on final passage, McConnell offered several amendments. Mitch McConnell, had any of them passed, the altered bill would have had to return to the House, and that's where GOP leaders warned that any changes could sink the bill's prospects. But none of the amendments passed. They all fell flat on their face. But just to kind of capture some of the drama, you were hearing different political officials giving their spin on what this is. Here's my take. I honestly don't think that what we have been told, and that's an important statement, what we have been told about this act is bad. Meaning that the information is kind of innocuous. Now, let me take a step back, though. If they could record your location and the government can monitor that, now we're getting into some post-apocalyptic fiction where they'll be able to track your location without a warrant. Now we're getting into some scary stuff, I think. That is the thing that I'm most concerned with, I guess, out of those. But as far as who you're making a call to, some people have an issue with that. I think that's rather innocuous. If it was the content, that would be a whole nother story. Now, that's what they say. But we all know that government is prone to doing things not just what they say, but going ahead and taking the liberty to do things over and above what they say. All to our benefit, they tell us. I do not trust the government. I do not like the government. It does not change the fact that Jesus said that give unto Caesar what is Caesar and give unto God what is God's. In other words, in that particular instance, pay your taxes. Yes, all those people out there who say, I don't need to pay my taxes. You know, Jesus kind of commanded his disciples to pay taxes. I think you should do the same. So, I believe, and Scripture also says that every authority is established by God, even if that authority is, quite frankly, abusing its power, quite frankly, evil. Those authorities, they're into God's divine plan. It doesn't mean God's evil, but those authorities are established by God, and that there is a respecting of authority, because that is what God calls us to do, because he is the one authority in the universe. Now, with that said, though, it does not mean that we should give up our freedoms and rights as citizens of the United States. Because remember, Paul used the fact that he was a Roman citizen to try to argue to get him out of prison when he was held in prison in Rome. He used that unashamedly. So there is no basis that we cannot voice our opinion about the government scripturally, that we cannot disagree with the government, because honestly, those are not the governments. Our opinions are not the governments. Our opinions, what our hearts, our souls believe and voice, those are God's. And that's when we're giving God what is God's, and we're giving the government what the government's is. We're following the government's laws, as long as they don't violate what God demands of us. In other words, making it illegal to be a Christian. Well, see, that's not going to fly very well. So that's what the Freedom Act would do. And that's my take on that, on the situation. As far as the responsibility of a Christian to government, that's what I believe it is. 610-539-TALK, the number to call. So this is now passed, and what we're all waiting to see is what it's going to do. Because is it just me, or did it seem like this went through pretty quick? Why does it seem like all this legislation is getting passed, and it's getting passed without a whole lot of debate, it would seem? Now, according to that first soundbite I played you, there was a lot of heated debate, but overall, I feel like bills usually take a little longer to be debated and to be discussed in the public sector. But what do I know? I'm just an American citizen. We're going to be on the other side of the break talking about an interesting event you've got to make sure that you know about, Restoration America. We'll be back with that in a moment.
Balancing life is our biggest challenge, spiritually, physically, and emotionally. Here on WFYL, we address a balanced life every Saturday morning from 8 to 9 a.m. We have great guests such as the number one best-selling author and health coach Mari Pizarro, and as seen on The Doctor Show, Dawn Cotillo from Be Balanced Centers, and many, many more. I'm the host of Balanced Life, Renee Gable. Please listen every Saturday, 8 to 9 a.m., because a balanced life matters.
The average text takes your eyes off the road for nearly 5 seconds. Stop the texts. Stop the wrecks. Visit us at stoptextstoprex.org.
Broadcasting live from historic West Norriton Township,
this is AM 1180.
AM 1180. WFYL, King of Prussia, Philadelphia.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. Some people in Boston are unnerved the day after a man under terrorist surveillance was killed.
They're among us. They're living right underneath us, over us. We say hi to them every day, and they're out to hurt us.
Osama Rahim had been under 24-hour watch when police say he lunged at a cop and an FBI agent with a knife, then was shot. Rahim reportedly was a radicalized Muslim wanting to target police. Another man, David Wright, was arrested last night, linked to Rahim, due in court today. The NSA's back in business, able to again do the surveillance that ended Sunday night, though a controversial program has been altered. Fox News Radio's Rachel Sutherland, live in Washington.
After 6 months, the NSA will no longer be allowed to sweep up phone records in bulk. Instead, data will remain with phone companies, and the government will have have to seek a warrant to dig deeper. The USA Freedom Act had huge bipartisan support. Utah Republican Senator Mike Lee.
We found this one to be one that is neither distinctively Republican nor necessarily Democratic. They're not necessarily liberal or conservative. They're just American issues. They're constitutional issues.
Other provisions remain, including allowing the FBI to gather business records in terror investigations. Dave.
Rachel, six men caught up in FIFA's soccer corruption probe are now wanted. Fox News Radio's Simon Owen, live in our European Bureau.
Dave, two former executives at soccer's governing body and four men with links to it added to Interpol's most wanted list. They're among 14 men facing US corruption charges. Meanwhile, at the heart of the case, a mysterious $10 million payment made to one of the suspects by South African officials as that country prepared to host the 2010 World Cup.
I can today unequivocally state for all to know that this payment was not a bribe.
South Africa's sports minister insisting his country did not buy support. FIFA's president, Sepp Blatter, announced his resignation yesterday. Dave.
Simon, a Democrat who used to be a Republican, ready to run for president, former Rhode Island governor and Senator Lincoln Chafee will kick off his campaign in Virginia today. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
I work for myself. I spend most days driving people where they need to go. It pays the bills, and figuring out the rest is easy with QuickBooks Self-Employed. It's a simple program that estimates my federal quarterly taxes, so I know where I stand, whether I'm behind the wheel or in front of the oven, cooking for my own catering service. I rely on QuickBooks to help me know how much money to set aside for Uncle Sam and how much stays in my pocket. That's how I own it.
If you work for yourself, try QuickBooks Self-Employed with a free 30-day trial. Learn more at qbselfemployed.com.
And now another golf confessional brought to you by Golfsmith. Recently, a man decided to spare his family the expense of Father's Day. No lunches, cards, or gifts. Then he heard about amazing savings on the latest products at Golfsmith and immediately changed his mind. Besides, he could always be thrifty on another holiday, like Valentine's Day. Hurry in for savings on prior generation Titleist Pro V1s and FootJoy DNA golf shoes this Father's Day, only at Golfsmith. Anything for golf.
More Californians are using less water, conserving amid a worsening drought.
The numbers for April revealed Californians conserved 13.5% more water compared to 2013. That's way better than the 4% conserved in March, but still a ways off from the governor's mandated 25%. Tuesday's report also revealed
20,000 Californians picked up the phone or emailed their local water district to report someone that they believed either had a leak or was wasting water.
That's George Castirco with the State Water Board. Separately, a report out of UC Davis says the full impact of the drought this year could reach $2.7 billion, with 564,000 acres of fallowed farmland. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News Radio.
There's new concern about the U.S. economy. An international group, the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, predicts just 2% growth this year. Its earlier forecast was more than 3%. The American economy shrank in the first quarter. On Wall Street, though, futures are rising significantly before this morning's opening bell. A science teacher called to the principal's office in Florida for what he did in class.
Tired of students on their cell phones in class, Dean Liptak used a jammer to block the signals, but the 5A high school teacher learned a harsh lesson. The district suspending Liptak for 5 days without pay after Verizon said the jammer interfered with a nearby tower.
If someone needed to call 911 in the school or in the vicinity, they may not have been able to get through.
Pasco County School District spokeswoman Linda Cobb says this isn't the first time Liptak brought controversy to the classroom.
He used an example of throwing a baby out of a window to calculate how long it would take for it to hit the ground.
Jammers are illegal, but authorities did not arrest Liptak. Steve Rappaport, Fox News Radio.
A Native American student will be able to wear an eagle feather to his high school graduation after all. Christian Tittman had sued his school district for refusing to allow it, saying his rights were violated, but there's an agreement now been reached to allow him to wear it. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Hola, my name is Mari Pizarro, and I work with highly motivated professionals that are very good at what they do, yet they struggle with weight issues or image. I help them clean up their diet, gain tons of energy, and shed some weight in the process. I am so excited to invite you to my signature, the Body Love Detox. It's a 21-day, 100% virtual, from the comfort of your home, phone, and interactive program in which I teach you how to really clean up your diet with nutritious, yummy yummy food that will leave you energized and loving your body. You can find more information at www.streamlinedhealth.com.
A wise and frugal government, which shall restrain men from injuring one another, shall leave them otherwise free to regulate their own pursuits of industry and improvement, and shall not take from the mouth of labor the bread it has earned. This is the sum of good government, taken from Thomas Jefferson's first inaugural address, March 4th, 1801.